Friends, let us now start a new chapter, chapter number 16 of our total quality management, and that is roadmap. We want to implement the total quality management in our organization, TQM, and we have covered all the important aspects of the TQM till now, including service quality, continuous improvement, customer focus and all, employment, total involvement of employees, then total involvement of suppliers, involvement of customers, everything we have covered. Now I will tell you how to implement, what is the roadmap for implementation of TQM, how to go. What are the steps? What is the process? Here also, I will use the process approach. So just look at this very interesting roadmap to total quality management. Step 1, I will take the first step. I will go step by step, because you know, my approach is process approach. So first step, when you want to implement a strong TQM methodology in your organization, you need to have information about where does the company stand now. How is the environment in the company? What is the present status? How many employees are there? How many machines are there? What processes are being used? What is the status about the internal failure cost, external failure cost, prevention cost, appraisal cost, what is the bottom line profitability, what is the status of the company now? Then who are your customers? Who are your customers? Tata is there, Birla is there, Ambani is there, small customers are there. Who are your customers? External customers. Are they happy? Very important question. Are they happy? What are the customer related issues? How many complaints they have about the quality? How many complaints do they have about delivery? How many complaints do they have about the price? How many complaints do they have about the employee behavior with them? What complaints they have about the service quality? What are the issues? What are the concerns? Are they urgent? Are they serious? Are they growing? Are the complaints growing? How do the balance sheet and profit and loss accounts look like? Are we making any profit at all? What is our net worth? Is it going down or is it going up? What are the opportunities? What are the threats? SWOT analysis, you must have heard it. What is SWOT? Strengths and weaknesses, SW. And what is OT? Opportunities and threats. So what are the opportunities in the external atmosphere? What are the threats? What is the level of employee satisfaction? Because that is very important. We have said that if the employee is not motivated, he will not involve himself in the organization. So that total employee involvement cannot happen. So how motivated he is? What is the level of his satisfaction and motivation? Are they treated as internal customers? Are they treated as internal customers? And as internal customers, are they happy? What are the workers' issues? Because if strikes are there, if disturbances are there, if people are not happy, if people are not motivated, if they are not efficient, you cannot make quality. There cannot be a TQM. They are all pertinent issues. Who are the competitors? How does your product and service compare with their product and service? Competitors' product and service. What is your market share? Is it growing or is it coming down? How are the business processes in the company? We have said in the process approach, all the business processes. Let it be purchase process. Let it be a marketing process. Let it be a production process. Let it be a packing process. Let it be a order booking process. Let it be billing process, invoicing process. Are the equipments pretty old? Or fairly latest? Is there any activity such as continuous process improvement at all there or not? Analyze your present situation. When you want to implement a strong TQM methodology in the organization, you need to have information about all these things which I have read. That is the step number one. Now, I take the step number two. Once I know where do I stand, ask, where do you want to be? For example, today I am in Mumbai. I want to be in Delhi tomorrow. Like that, today I am making a turnover of 300 crores. I want to make the turnover of 400 crores. Today my customer complaints are 5 per month. I want to go to 1 per month. Where do you want to be? Analyze the market. How does it look? Analyze the environment. Scan the environment. How does it look? Do the benchmarking exercise. What is benchmarking? How far we are comparable with other manufacturers. In what aspects the manufacturers, that means competitors, are better than us. How much investment is needed to be in line with or to be ahead of my competitors? Benchmarking. What is your quality policy? Once all this information, do we have enough resources such as money, capable processes, skilled labor, skilled manpower, required machines, equipment? Do I have the resources? Because without these resources, what I will do? Do I have these resources? Then do the gap analysis. What are the gaps? Gap number one, I have explained this. Gap number two, gap number three, gap number four, gap number five. I want to fill up all these gaps. Get and update the required resources. If some machines are required, get them. If some measurement system is required, get them. If some gauges are required, get them. People are required, get them. Money is required, get it. Then step number three, calculate the present ROI, return on investment. Calculate the present cost of quality. We have discussed cost of quality, appraisal cost, prevention cost, internal failure cost, external failure cost, cost of lost opportunity, cost of excess work with the customer, exceeding requirements. What is the present cost of quality and what is the percentage of the cost of quality with the turnover? Assess present involvement of employees. What is the absenteeism? How much is the motivation? Suppose I tell anything to one of the employee, how far he is able to do it? How many are the people self-starters? Because there are two types of people. The people who will work only on orders, only after getting orders, and people who create their own work. who innovate, who are committed, who are interested, who feel that the company is their own. Assess present involvement of the employees. Do the situation appraisal. Find out all the concerns, separate the concerns, find out where the seriousness, urgency is very high and which concerns are having growth potential. Prioritize them. Do the situation appraisal. Problem analysis in case you don't know the cause of the problem. Decision analysis in case you have to decide on one or three or four options. Potential problem analysis in case you have already taken a decision and now you have to see whether the decision will create any potential problems. Find out the constraints. Make an action plan to overcome the constraints. Then step number four. I am slowly going towards the implementation of TQM. Finalize the methodology. Finalize the tools. Always remember, TQM stresses on three principles. Customer satisfaction. So find out which are the customer issues. Employee involvement. So find out what are the employee issues. Continuous improvement in quality and processes. So we have discussed this in the continuous improvement. Find out where we are lacking. Do the internal measurements. Are we satisfying the customer? Are we regular in supplies? Are we punctual? Are we effective? Continuous improvement in quality and processes. Step number four, eight essentials of the TQM focus: customer satisfaction, leadership, quality policy, organizational structure, employee involvement, quality cost, supplier selection and development, recognition and reward. We have discussed these points earlier. Eight essentials. Seven important points about TQM. Strive for quality in all the things. All. I have also told a funny example of sweeping the toilet, cleaning the toilet. I have given the example of security. I have given the example of goods inverse inspection. I have taken the example of stores where they are counting the parts. Everywhere, quality. Taking the phone, talking to the customer, talking to the supplier, quality. Treating the people, treating the team members, quality. The customer is the criterion of quality. Improve the process or system by which products are produced, products are delivered. Quality improvement is continuous, never-ending activity. Worker involvement is essential. If workers are not involved, if people are not involved, no TQM. Forget about TQM if people are not involved. Ground decisions and actions in knowledge. Encourage teamwork and cooperation. Step 5. Prepare a comprehensive training plan. All of us, we are lacking in this. Understand this. We have not yet understood the importance of training and retraining. We always feel that training is a waste of time. Training is a non-value-adding activity. Training is an unnecessary expenditure. Big managers feel. I know one managing director who felt that training is an unnecessary activity. Where I was working there, managing director was feeling that training is unnecessary activity. I feel very bad to tell you. Here one thing I want to tell you, prepare a comprehensive training plan with scientific approach on TQM principles, employee empowerment. It is an investment. Training and retraining is an investment. It is not an expenditure, please understand. See that top management is fully involved. Must be minimum 3 times I have told this top management commitment. In ISO also I have told. See that top management is fully involved. If top management involvement not there, no TQM. Involve all the employees and workers. Evaluate the training. If I am training you now, if I am giving you some information about TQM, I should evaluate whether you people have really understood it or not. Otherwise, all this effort is a waste. So many things I am telling you, but suppose you are not able to understand it, then this training is a waste. So I must evaluate and improve my process of training. What training I am giving to you, what teaching I am doing here is a process. This audio visual is a process. My voice is a process. This camera is a process. This laptop is a process. Now, is this process good enough? Are you people able to understand what I am talking? If not, then this process is not good. I must evaluate the training. Tomorrow I must come to you and I will ask you, have you understood my points? To what extent have you understood? If you have not understood, please ask questions. Evaluate the training. Remember the five E's. Engineering. For improvement, you use engineering methods. Technical methods. Education. Educate people. Train and retrain and retrain and retrain. In spite of all these engineering improvements and education, if people are not doing it, enforce it. See that they do it. If they don't do it, take corrective actions, take disciplinary actions. Tell them, warn them. Don't be harsh, but you can still be strict with nice words. We can say that, look, we are very upset with you because yesterday you were doing certain things which are not acceptable to us, and what you were supposed to do, you have not done. Very firmly, in assertive tone, you can tell them. That is called as control in our management. You were supposed to do it, but you have not done it. Enforce it nicely. You need not be harsh. You need not insult anybody. But enforce it properly. Then enthusiasm. Create enthusiasm. Let people be interested in this quality matter. Let people be interested in this safety matter. Let people be interested in this management matter. Give them rewards. Give them incentives. Let there be slogans. Let there be meetings. Let there be picnics. Let there be programs which create interest in the minds of the people about the quality, about the customer satisfaction. Ultimately, evaluate what you have done. Is there any improvement? Evaluate it. Step 6, prepare the time schedule for the TQM. Make a Gantt chart. You have learned the Gantt chart in Principles of Management or CPM chart, critical path method. All the elements have to be included, the activities which can run parallel manner as well as series manner, and there should not be any loss of time. Step 6, there should be a weekly meeting for progress monitoring. There should be periodical auditing. The activity, if delayed, must be informed to CEO and his permission must be taken from him only. His permission, sir, I was supposed to do this in this week, but I am not able to do, sir, please permit me another 1 week. But I will definitely complete it in next week. Please permit me, sir, because of unavoidable circumstances, I could not complete it. Please do, sir. Please do a help to us. None other than CEO. Step number 7, once we get any success such as customer becomes happier and returns with more orders, or a process becomes more capable, we are able to prevent the defects, then success must be celebrated. Here also we are very weak. We take disciplinary actions very fast. We get angry with people very fast. But if he does a good job, we hardly appreciate it. We are very weak in appreciating. Reward the team in presence of CEO. We always avoid it. Not good. Reward them. What is OEA model? OEA. O is orientation. Once TQM is introduced, it is necessary to set goals, set up new organizational structures. Management and workers should be informed about TQM and why it is to be implemented. A new TQM training and facilitation program to be created. Empowerment. The workers must be given tools to practice TQM and be encouraged to use the tools and be involved in quality effort, be empowered to take necessary decisions. Again, very weak in this. We don't empower the people. If they take decisions, we get angry with them because we feel that decision making is only my prerogative. They will only follow and follow and follow. Why? They also have brain. They also have experience. They also have qualification. Let them take decisions. They must be informed about earlier success stories. They must be given authority. Delegation with authority and responsibility. Empower them. Then alignment. Once TQM has started and is moving ahead, you need pulling power to direct the activity, to synchronize and align to TQM and goals and practices of the firm. Once an organization embarks on TQM, there will be obstacles. Anything we implement, there will be obstacles. It is our attitude. Lack of management commitment. Top management is not interested. So we have to overcome it. Inability to change organizational structure. Resistance, improper planning, no management, lack of continuous training and education because we feel that it is unnecessary, incompatible organizational structure, isolated individuals and departments, no coordination, no teamwork. Ineffective measurement techniques, lack of access, paying inadequate attention to internal and external customers, always we find. We even don't understand who are our internal customers. We don't recognize our internal customers. Weaknesses. Implementation of TQM has hurdles. Inadequate use of empowerment and teamwork, failure to continually improve. My dear friends, we have to overcome these obstacles, otherwise, no TQM. TQM is not only a talk, it is an experience, it is a commitment. And that's why I have said that look, this is the path to the TQM, but on that path a lot of potholes are there, lot of speed breakers are there, lot of signals are there, oil is on the road, so you may skid, your motorcycle may skid, you may have an accident. It is my duty to tell you that the road is not very clear. We have to train the people, we have to motivate the people and remove these obstacles. Thank you.